you ever get depressed when you think about your job? Well, you might not be alone. A recent government report identified the careers where depression is the most common. And joining me now to take a look at one of those depressed professions is Matt Pack. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Faith. I've got some bad news.
What is that? Are you depressed because you work for me?
No. Okay. But I just got the results back from the lab, and the people who work there have a serious case of the bummers.
Oh, the bummers. That sounds painful. Is that a technical term, Matt?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask a medical professional about that, but they're all busy raiding the Zoloft cabinet.
Why? Why are medical professionals so depressed, Matt?
Well, Faith, I got medical lab technician Paul from New York off the ledge outside of his office long enough to try to answer that very question. Medical professionals come in at number 4 on the government's list of the most depressing jobs. So, Paul, you have a job on the list of the most depressing jobs. Could you tell us what that is?
Okay. First off, I'm sorry if I mumble or I don't talk that loudly. I'm actually at work right now, and if people hear how much I'm complaining about my job, there's going to be problems probably.
Wow.
Okay, so I work at Mount Sinai Medical Center, and I'm the research coordinator for the immunology lab. It sounds all right, but usually my job entails just going to the operating room and getting colons.
So you're getting the colons that have been cut out of people?
That's correct. I get colons from surgeons, and then I bring the colon back down to my lab, and I do things with it.
And are they unpleasant to deal with?
Yeah, most of them are diseased and impacted the feces a lot of the time. So once you cut them open, it can smell pretty bad. It looks pretty gross all the time, and you never really know what you're going to get inside the colon. So that's exciting, but at the same time, really gross.
Now, when you talk to ladies, to women out there about this,
right.
Do you usually get a good response?
Completely lie about it.
What do you say?
Immunology researcher. We work on Crohn's disease, and if they push me, yeah, then I get into the colon part, and usually I get a response like, "Well, it's good that someone's doing that," or "Someone's got to do that."
Yeah, that's the kiss of death when they say it's good that someone's doing that.
Yeah, and then the conversation usually ends, and I'm left alone thinking about colon.
What do you think the future holds?
I don't know. I mean, I realize that medicine isn't all about colon, but for now, it's just a little bit too much for me to deal with.
Oh, poor Paul.
I know.
That man is doing God's work.
He is. Those colons are not going to move themselves.
So, Matthew Pack, is this your calling? Are you going to bring us more of these stories and help people with their cathartic confessions?
Absolutely, Faith. Next week, I will have a depressing tale from a New York waiter, which, as a food server, comes in at number 2 on the most depressing jobs possible.
I'll bet.
If listeners want to write in and advocate for their job as the most depressing, they should go to contactus@morefairgame.org.
Yes, let's hear from you. Let's hear if your job is more depressing than Paul's, everybody. And if you go to morefairgame.org, you'll also see the government's complete list of horrible gigs. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.